Hi, everyone. This is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer. And today is Wednesday, hump day, on March 12th. The moon is in Virgo, and this is starting off that full moon lunar eclipse, aka blood moon, on Friday, and also Mercury retrograde. So what does that mean? Well, Mercury is the ruler of the sign of Virgo, and Mercury is kind of slowing down, getting ready to go retrograde. No, he's not really going backwards. It's just our way that we perceive it from here on Earth, living on a round planet and all, when light gets bent. Well, that's an astronomical thing. I'll save that for another time. Anyway, so Mercury is slowing down. He's going to go retrograde right after that full moon eclipse on Friday morning. And the moon is in Virgo. The full moon lunar eclipse is in Virgo. And what does that all mean for you? Well, life could get more hectic. You might have more things on your plate. You might have more interruptions to your day that you have to handle, like getting a nail in your tire, dropping a glass. You know, you have to pick up the glass shards before someone walks on them or you walk on them and cut yourself. And then things just snowball from there and get worse and worse and worse. So another thing about the moon in Virgo is that you shouldn't procrastinate. Don't put off little things like not paying your bills on time, not renewing a subscription on time, not picking up that glass shards that you just dropped on time, because all manner of things can snowball when you put them off, especially when the moon is in Virgo or the full moon lunar eclipse is in Virgo. Now, let's explain one thing. A full moon lunar eclipse is in effect for a far more period of time or far longer than a regular full moon. And so the full moon lunar eclipse is for telling about events. Maybe you have to work harder. You have to be more careful. You have to pay more attention to details. You can't make a mistake at work or people will call you out or you might lose your job. You might have to take on more responsibilities at work. Many times we start doing something, people expect it, and then you've got yourself doing someone else's job but getting the same salary. So helpfulness or being too helpful, or where does this go into a dysfunctional relationship? Say you take on a new relationship and you start cooking meals, you start doing nice things, bringing home dinner, doing the wash, cleaning up the apartment or the house. Well, eventually that becomes your duty with the sixth house or the moon, the full moon in Virgo. Taking on a responsibility, being overly helpful may turn into your responsibility. And God knows we have enough things to do right now. So this is a difference between the things you have to do and the things you want to do. Jupiter in the ninth house rules experimentation, adventurous, those things that you desire to do, want to learn about, that you want to expand in. But the sixth house is definitely things you have to do. Another thing we have to worry about with the moon culminating in the sign of Virgo and Mars in cranky Cancer, conflicts. Yeah. So things can get quite territorial. Like, why did you put that in wherever you put it? It wasn't in the place that I put it. You know, we get very territorial and guard our territory. Little things become big things. So we definitely want to be very, very cautious about conflicts. You know, so what is it they say? You know, pick your fights, right? Pick what's important. Or just tend to what's important to you. The thing about Mars in Cancer and this full moon culminating in the sign of Virgo, this definitely has something to do with taking care of what's your responsibility, but how to make your life run smoothly. What does that mean? Well, Mars in Cancer, you have to pay your rent, you have to pay your electric, you have to pay your phone bill. And if you don't, your life doesn't run smoothly. Then it becomes a sixth house problem with late fees and trying to and getting into more and more debt with those late fees. So now we have to pay particular attention to making sure that we're taking care of our own home, our own life responsibilities, and not neglecting them for someone else or something else. So that's going to be in effect for another good month. So maybe even through July, when the sun enters the sign of Cancer, who knows? So we have to take take all of these things into consideration and be very careful going forward. Well, that's all for now. Have a wonderful hump day.